Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the Fan Morning Show. Colin Dunlap off today. I'm Chris Mack. Jim Colony riding shotgun. And a big, big weekend. Not just for you if you got Monday morning off. And if you got Monday morning off, what are you doing up at 6 a.m.? But nonetheless, a big, big weekend for Evgeny Malkin. 4 goals, 5 points between the two games that the Pens split. A loss against the Calgary Flames on Saturday. And then holding on by the hair on their chinny chin chin for a win over the Rangers yesterday. But Sully, at least Saturday night, was feeling pretty good about this Geno cat.
He's so dominant when he's on top of his game. His ability to dominate puck possession and control the play, and he's able to do things that most people can't do with the puck.
Yeah, what most people can't do, like that ridiculous goal yesterday against the Rangers. Sully, more on Geno.
He's one of the few players that has the ability to change the outcome of a game single-handedly, and I think that's what Geno brings to our team. He's one of those elite players that has that ability, and you know there aren't a lot of them in the league, but he's one of those guys.
We saw from Geno, Jim, what I think is exactly what we needed to see. We haven't seen it since, feels like, Election Day, mid-November at the very least. The last 3 months, he has not been himself. Perhaps the stick-swinging incident with Michael Roffel and the associated one-game suspension and all the attention that came with it was just what Geno needed, because we saw exactly what this team is going to need from him if they're going to move beyond, say, the second round of the playoffs. I know there's a lot of things that go into that. We'll talk about the goalie in a couple of minutes. Yes, Sid is at the top of that list because, well, he's Sid Crosby, but that kind of performance from Evgeny Malkin in each of those games, third period against Calgary and then most of the game yesterday against New York as well, he looked like prime A1 take over the game, Geno Malkin.
Well, the guys on the power play, finally, somehow, mm-hmm. Mike Sullivan finally got through to him. And we saw, especially on the second goal that Malkin scored, where he just didn't hesitate. And Letang just fed it to him right, you know, I mean, right inside half fastball, right inside third. And he just hammered it. But before that, and heck, even Phil Kessel took a one-timer at one point. And you saw what happened yesterday with just everybody shooting the puck. The defensemen took all sorts of shots, 24 shots they attempted, all the defensemen combined. And you see what happens. It creates havoc in front of the goalie. Casey DeSmith talked about it. But anyway, getting back to Malkin, he can affect games like he did on Michael Frolik's goal, which, by the way, the goalie didn't distinguish himself on that play either. That was on Saturday. But Malkin pointed the thumb, as they say, right? And that he goes, okay, he got a couple power play goals in the third period, but he goes, that's on me.
And those kind of mistakes have been happening all year, right? But they've been more noticeable because he hasn't been offsetting it with the offensive production.
Yeah, and then yesterday, you know, and Pierre was talking about it. You know, it was an NBC game yesterday, mm-hmm. so it was Pierre between the benches. And I guess Aston Reese made some comment about, you know, how'd you like my assist kind of thing on the Malkin backhanded goal, the old spinorama. When he's engaged, and I think most people, and again, there were the hiccups in the second period.
Right.
But I think yesterday, most people, if you look at the guys, the beat writers and the people that are at the games that tweet, when Geno's engaged early on, you can almost tell on the first couple of shifts what you're going to get from him that particular game. And that's, you know, yesterday there was some near scoring opportunities, and it's like, okay, here he is. And I thought, you know, that, yeah, you're right. If they have that guy, there's going to be no problem making the playoffs. But
I mean, it almost feels like when you look at the formula for the playoffs, and again, this is a team that as of 24 hours ago wasn't even in the playoff picture, right?
If the playoffs started today.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you fast forward it beyond the win over the Rangers, and now they're the first wild card. I mean, there are five teams battling for effectively four spots at the bottom of the Eastern Conference playoff picture. Point being, when you look at the playoffs, you always kind of look at it and say, okay, how good is this team just based on what they have? And you look at them and say, well, okay, depending on who they play, they can win a round, right? Just based on the way they've played this year, even if it's up and down and inconsistent. They can fight through a round depending on who they draw. And then you look at it, who can steal around, basically, for or steal a couple of games, right? Murray, if he gets hot like he was a week ago, he can steal a couple of games or help steal a round of the playoffs. Geno, when he's hot like he was this past weekend, can help steal a round of the playoffs. And then you look at it and go, okay, well, if you have guys playing like that, now all of a sudden you're talking about a team that looks like a legit cup contender when Geno gets hot and Murray gets hot. And if you can get those things to happen at the same time, you go from, we're 6th, 7th, 8th in the conference to, yeah, we can beat anybody.
But see, there you go. That encapsulates what's been going on this season, where they go from one game where and particular players, the only guy who really hasn't been mercurial is Crosby, mm-hmm. and maybe Letang to a slightly lesser degree,
right.
Especially when he's shooting the puck like he did this weekend.
He's going to end up having so the best important. Offensive season of his career.
Right. That's so important for him to do that, and I think he finally realized it. You know, who knows, maybe having Schultz back there, because he's not hesitant to shoot the puck.
No.
You know, I thought the second period on Saturday aside, and those two goals were awful, that I thought the Penguins were going to come back and at least get a point. I thought for
against
sure
Calgary?
For sure they were going to tie that game. Well, and yet yesterday was the opposite, and I thought for a second, I'm going like, man, the Rangers are going to tie.
Goes another 2 or 3 minutes.
Right. And there were, 18 seconds left to go when the Rangers scored that goal to make it a one-goal game, so there wasn't enough time left for them to really do anything. But it shows you where you go from, hey, man, these guys can win the cup. And don't forget last year, which team gave the Capitals their best round? It was the Penguins.
It was, yeah.
And so they didn't win the Stanley Cup, but they gave the Stanley Cup champions.
They damn near took out the champs, yeah.
Yeah, the best. They gave them the best series that they had.
It is the Fan Morning Show, brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Chris Mack here, Jim Colony here. Colin Dunlap is off today. Happy President's Day, hopefully for you. You're only up because you chose to, and you don't have to go to work this morning. Let's not set the second period aside, though. Let's actually talk about that second period Saturday against the Calgary Flames and a rough afternoon for Matt Murray. Is this exactly the kind of thing you worry about when you're heading into the playoffs thinking you're going to get the best of Matt Murray as you got earlier in the week, and then he lays an egg like he did in the second period against Calgary? We'll talk about that. The five on the way at 6:30, the five biggest questions from the weekend, plus at 7 o'clock. Somebody had a little Twitter Q&A over the weekend, and we'll dig into that as well. It's all coming up on the Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.